Hi, this is Oakley Ogden, professional counselor and teacher of transformation. I've been in the space of mindfulness and tools for personal development for about 20 years now, and I want to share with you some of my favorite tools for shifting emotion and influencing future outcomes. We'll do this in three parts. Welcome to part one. Today, we'll begin with cultivating the feeling of gratitude. Let's close our eyes together, relax our bodies, and breathe. Inhaling and exhaling. Relaxing the crown of the head, the forehead, the jaw, the shoulders. Roll them back and let them drop down toward the floor. Relaxing and letting go of tension in the arms. Elbows, forearms, hands and fingertips. Relaxing even the trunk of the body, down to the hips and thighs, knees, calves, shins and ankles, all the way to the feet and tips of the toes. And now, become aware of the breath. Lengthening the inhale and lengthening the exhale. From this place, I invite you to consciously choose a person, place, or thing in your life that brings a smile to your face. It could be a relationship, a pet, an activity that you love to do, even a memory of something that brings a smile to your face. Take a moment and let that person, place, or thing come to surface. Now, let's use the power of imagination. The power of imagination is so influential that the brain itself doesn't know the difference between a feeling due to something that's really happening versus a feeling due to something that's being remembered or imagined. So, for example, laughing with our friends in real time can have the same effect on the brain as remembering laughing with friends or visualizing laughing with friends. The same chemical reactions are produced in the brain and the body. So now that you understand this power you have, let's use your imagination to visualize really and truly that person, place, or thing in front of you. Really see it. And now, as you look, allow yourself to feel the natural feelings of happiness or joy that arise. Let a little smile happen. And now let's say together, thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful for. And name this person, place, or thing. I'm so grateful for, and name this person, place, or thing. And feel your heart swell. Allow it to grow bigger as you breathe in and out. I'm so grateful for, fill in that space, because. And now add a reason. I'm so grateful for because. Go ahead, repeat this phrase, filling in the blank to yourself. I'm so grateful for because. Okay, Now rest the mind and come back to the breath, lengthening the inhale. And lengthening the exhale. Allow the person, place, or thing to return to where it came from. And simply continue to rest and expand in the frequency of gratitude that you've created for yourself. Take a moment and just notice what's different for you. Do you feel more relaxed? Slightly more at ease? Every feeling we feel lives on a scale of frequency. Love-based feelings like joy and gratitude that we just created are quite high on the frequency scale. And they can bring these sense of ease and peace. While fear-based feelings like anxiety or anger vibrate at a slower pace, and they can feel a bit heavier and more contracting when we check in and scan the body. Neither are good nor bad, just information. So now you know the difference. And now you know you can create a love-based state for yourself. So congratulations, you've done it. You've created your emotional state using the power of your own mind. Imagine what would be possible if we took every day to consciously create our emotional state of being. See you in part 2.